You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome once again to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Dan Berry, the founder of Mark Skid, LLC, a cheeky, eco-friendly underwear brand owner with a passion for giving back. Made with the finest cotton, organic Pima, and with a recycled water bottle in each waistband, Mark Skid Underwear is dedicated to the betterment of the world and its people. The mission of the brand is to allow people to make their mark on the world by donating $4 per pair to four-star charities dedicated to saving, feeding, and curing the world. You gotta love the sounds of this, and Mr. Berry, a pleasure to have you with us today on E-Commerce Radio.
Eric, thank you for having me.
And Dan, it certainly is our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So tell us, what was the inspiration behind the creation of Mark Skid?
Well, it's been a long road to bringing the brand to life. So I actually, my career, previous career was 25 years in the beer business, which is pretty much a lot different than the apparel industry. But in 2015, my career in the industry came to an end. And I hope when we talk a little bit about the brand, maybe it inspires others out there, because the idea has actually lingered for 25 years. But I guess first and foremost, I was blessed with having parents who have always been extremely involved in my hometown where I grew up, whether it was volunteering, holding actual government offices, or spearheading initiatives. And in addition to that, my mom's best friend is Sister Marinda, who is a nun. They went to grade school together. That's how long their relationship has been present. But she started a mission over 35 years ago in Honduras. So every couple of years, I would have this nun that would come back from Honduras and visit our house, and I'd hear her and my mom in the kitchen, you know, laughing like two school children, which was such a stark difference to the nuns at my school where I went to school. And that curiosity led me to do mission work with her. You know, I think having those people in my life was more than an inspiration. To be honest, it was somewhat of a challenge. So when my career ended, you know, I really had this drive to try and do something to give back. The second part of that, which is kind of the foundation of where the idea came up, was over 25 years ago. I was working in Chicago, sitting around with one of my buddies on a Friday night, just him and I drinking a couple of beers and around the coffee table. He had actually purchased a pair of high-end underwear and was sitting on his coffee table. And somehow, two buddies just getting along, talking, we started talking about underwear in particular, how, you know, it seems like the marketing end, all underwear companies did, again, 25 years ago and still pretty much the same today, was put this fly body on the package, six-pack abs, and let it fly. And I think the core of the idea, the inspiration was, you know, although it changed over the years, but it was kind of like, hey, can't we do more than that? Can't brands really be more like the people that we admire in life? That's where it eventually ended up. The brand, that's kind of the ethos of the brand, is brands should be more like the people that we admire in life. That's a sense of humor, a character, and live a purposeful life. It was kind of before the movie Zoolander, but that was kind of our opinion of underwear marketing. It was kind of empty and hollow. So you kind of take that inspiration, end up losing my job, wanted to find a way to give back, and I had this idea that had been in my mind for 25 years, so I just executed on it, and I brought the brand to life.
Timing truly is everything, and really appreciate your sharing that backstory with us. That is terrific. What sets your product apart from the rest of the underwear industry, in your opinion?
Well, I think there's three main, what people call USPs, unique and actually exclusive, in my case, propositions. You know, the mission of the brand is to make your mark on the world. And when I was developing the brand, you know, I bounced everything against that. Are we making a difference? So first and foremost, I guess, is the way that the underwear is made. And it's made with it's not actually made with organic cotton. I want to make this point of difference. It's made with organic Pima. If you look at those two ingredients standalone, Pima is actually more rare than organic. But when you take those two things and combine them together, organic Pima, Pima being the finest cotton in the world versus just regular cotton, it comes down to being about 0.0005% of the world's cotton is organic Pima. To my knowledge, we're the only company using organic Pima to make our underwear. The next unique thing about the brand is that we take water bottles and recycle them to make our waistbands. Most people don't know this, but water bottles are actually polyester. So those can be reclaimed, upcycled, and turned into, you know, high-grade polyester for apparel. Most people don't do that. Most companies don't do that because it costs a lot more to recapture them and then upcycle them and then turn it back into a useful form. But we believe that, you know, we'll continue to do that until we've accounted for every single water bottle, because as you know, we have a huge crisis in the world around plastic. And so we don't think any virgin polyester should be made until we've reclaimed every water bottle that's out there. And then I guess the most important thing, our purpose is giving back, and that's done on behalf of the customer. So every time a pair of underwear is purchased, whether it's on sale or not, $4 goes to give to save, feed, or cure the world. And what's unique about that with the brand is that the customer first decides, do I want to save the world, cure the world, or feed the world? Obviously, pollution, illness, and hunger. So that customer decides that. Then we work with 9 4-star charities. So in addition to saying, I want to save, feed, or cure the world, they also decide where they want their $4 to go, what charity, what 4-star charity they want to partner with. And the final thing there is that so far we are, I'm sure there'll be more, but we are the only giving back underwear brand in the United States, meaning that every day we're giving back, again, $4 to help save, feed, and cure the world.
I'm sure the listeners would be curious, how many months or years of prep and work went into the brand before the launch?
Wow. Well, that's interesting. You know, it also has to do with the way that I went about building the brand. As I mentioned, I'm from the beer industry, and so I'm a person that really has to, you know, do things myself to learn. So in January or February of 2015, when I left the beer industry, that's when I started writing the business plan. And I actually launched the brand on October 1st of last year, 2017. So, you know, the old adage is if you build a timeline, a plan, and a business plan, the old adage is double it. And that certainly was, you know, true in my case. I thought that I would have launched somewhere in May of 2016, maybe naive when I wrote the business plan, but that was my original thoughts. You know, in the apparel industry, there's what they call full package. That's where you say to somebody, here's what I want to bring to life. Here's, you know, a T-shirt, a pair of pants, pair of underwear, and basically you hand the idea over to somebody, and they go and source everything, and they make it for you. That's one way of doing it. The other is cut and sew, where basically you're just paying a company to cut the fabric and sew things together, and that's the route that I chose so that I could learn. So everything about this brand I sourced, everything down to the thread. I went to Peru to source this organic Pima cotton, which is the finest place in the world to grow cotton. So I basically touched everything about the brand. And again, why that was so important to me, if we're successful, you know, I have to have a good understanding of what I'm doing, because it's my responsibility to control the quality of the brand, the way that it's made, and make sure that people enjoy it. And I can only do that by understanding how a, you know, pair of underwear comes to life, learning about fabric, learning about sewing. So that was the route that I chose. There were simpler ways that, you know, someone else does all that, but I felt it was very important for me to be involved on the ground floor.
Some awesome details right there today. We're joined by Mr. Dan Berry, the founder of Mark Skid LLC, a cheeky, eco-friendly underwear brand owner with a passion for giving back, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Berry, what advice would you give to aspiring social entrepreneurs like yourself that want to start a social impact brand?
You know, my first comment would be, when you're talking about a social entrepreneurs, meaning giving back or helping society in some way, would be thank you, because there's a lot of businesses out there, but not many that are looking to make a mark on the world, which is our tagline, but, you know, in some way to give back. I think of Newman Sauces, Tom's Shoes, some of the bigger ones that are out there. I guess most importantly, you know, as far as a socially impacting product, my advice would be to be inspired every day by the purpose of your brand. Believe me, you know, when you're a startup, there will be plenty of ups and downs, and you need the energy, the purpose of what you're trying to do to sustain you and to help you push through those, I guess what I'll call those lonelier or kind of down times. So that's where I stay focused. I mean, yes, I want to develop a super pair of comfortable underwear. But, you know, my whole thing is that, you know, every pair of underwear gives $4 to save your feed and cure the world. And that truly, one pair of underwear can plant 4 trees. It can feed a child in the developing world for 12 straight days. It can vaccinate 2 children. And it can provide safe drinking water through water.org for an individual for 7 years. That's one pair of underwear can do those different things depending on where you want to give your donation. As far as a pure business advice, like I said earlier, you know, if you write a business plan, you have to be conscious of the fact that things don't always every day go the way that you want, and you can pretty much double, you know, your launch time, which is important because I'm self-financed, and, you know, then, you know, your financial impact is much greater when you're expecting to roll out in a year and a half and it takes 2.5 years. That would be my advice, is to, you know, just be very conscious of this. You know, it takes a while. This is not easy.
Yeah, certainly appreciate that advice. Much appreciated. Now tell us about the cheeky name Mark Skid. That is quite creative, my friend.
Well, again, we go back to that conversation between my buddy and myself 25 years ago. In addition to talking that, you know, brands should be more like the people we admire in life, again, the sense of humor, where the cheeky name comes from, the character, strong character, and the purposeful, which we've already talked about. We were talking, and again, we were talking about when we were adolescents, but both of our mothers had an insane concern when we were little kids about the status of our underwear prior to a pediatrician visit. And I'm sure everybody went through that with their mothers, always concerned about the status of their underwear. So I took that fear, our mother's fear, and turned it into a fictional fashionita. The name is – that's where the cheeky name comes from. But really the main reason – why I have the name is that, you know, here's two quotes that, you know, that I always have in my mind that the importance of laughter, that laughter is the closest distance between two people. And Mark Twain said that the greatest weapon humanity has is laughter. And I can attest during my mission work, the number one thing that surprised me, no matter how tough the conditions were in Honduras and Dominican Republic, you know, laughter was everywhere. And I would say that laughter was more prevalent than it is in the United States, where things are much better. So laughter is truly the greatest free gift that we have. So for me, I chose and stuck with the cheeky name because if one time the wearer is in the mirror in the morning going through the morning routine and he looks at his waistband and, you know, sees the cheeky name, the pun, and smiles and is reminded of this incredible gift that we have of laughter, then mission accomplished for the name. And, you know, so therefore the name actually has a purpose too.
And that is awesome on every front. Well done there. Now, lastly, why should people choose Mark Skid? Love to hear your take on that.
Well, you know, we are a brand new startup, so hopefully they will, because, you know, certainly I want to be successful. But, you know, I guess I have a belief, and I know there's a community out there, that small actions by many people can make a genuine difference in the world. And that's what this brand is. It's $4. That $4 can plant 4 trees. That $4 can, you know, vaccinate 2 children. But, you know, for a moment, you know, if we let our optimism run wild and imagine that this company sold 2.5 million pairs of underwear versus one, that would equate to $10 million of giving back to these four-star charity partners. And $10 million could plant 10 million trees. It could provide 30 million days of meals for children, a child. It could vaccinate 5 million children, and it could provide safe water for 2.5 million people for 7 years. So, you know, the effect of one pair of underwear, if we're able to be successful and sell 2.5 million pair, is really a great accomplishment. And again, it's when a customer buys that pair of underwear, they are the one that's choosing, do they want to save, feed, or cure the world, and who, what four-star charity they want to work with. So it's truly the little action that they make that combined with other people can make a difference. And we are the only underwear, except for those people that go commando, you know, really everyone's our market. So we just hope that a small amount of people, really maybe the brand chooses them, that they say, hey, with my dollars, I want to try and make a little bit of a difference in the world. Because everybody is extremely busy these days, and everybody wants to give back. And sometimes it's easier to use a vehicle like a brand that you can partner with that will, you know, do that. You need a pair of underwear, you purchase a pair of underwear, but, you know, you're doing something, you're paying it forward for somebody else, or you're paying it forward for the world. So we hope that the brand, if we can make the brand aware to many people, that people will actually choose the brand for the fact that they can partner with us to make a difference in the world.
Well, Dan, we certainly appreciate what you do through Mark Skid, all the success and the impact that you're having globally, and I really appreciate your joining us here today. If folks wanted to shop around or to get further details online, where could they do that?
Well, you can go to our website at markskid.com, and that's M-A-R-C-S-K-I-D. And actually on the front of the website, it has a tracker of how many water bottles we've kept from landfills and how much money has gone to charity so far. Again, we're just a little bit over a year old, and I would love people to come by and visit the website and learn a little bit more about the brand.
Well, Mr. Berry, again, thanks for joining us here on EPN. All the best, and your time was much appreciated.
Eric, thank you, and have a wonderful day. Thank you for having me.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Dan Berry, the founder of Mark Skid LLC, a cheeky, eco-friendly underwear brand owner with a passion for giving back. And for all the details and to shop around, visit markskid.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.